What I'm going to do in a moment, I'm going to get each one of these to turn around. I'm going to give them an object to hold. They'll spin round and they will hold up the object that they have got. And it's very simple. Two of the objects will be the same. One will be the odd one out. And all you've got to do after a countdown of one, two, or count up of one, two, three, is shout who's holding the odd one out. Is it number one, the number two, or is it number three? So you know what, you give you something, all you've got to do is hold it in the air. Brilliant. Turn around to face me. First one, should we make it really easy? Yeah. Really easy.
Well, hold
that one. All right. That's a good plan, Seth. You hold that one. You hold that one. Right. You ready? Spin and hold it up really high. And one, two, three. Obvious. Football boots are the same. They probably are. And minion wellies got nothing to do with football boots. Okay, we're getting the hang of this. Right, spin around for me. Can you take that one? Can you take that one? Can you take that one? Spin around and show everybody, and we'll go one, two, three, two. Yeah. Two tennis rackets and a badminton racket. Right. Should we make it just a tiny bit harder this time? Okay. Okay. You take that one. You take that one. And can you take that one? Are you ready? You turn around and hold him up high. What's the odd one out? Three, two, one. Yeah, it's a rugby top when you've got two football tops. Oh, should we do one final? I think this one's harder, but maybe you'll prove me wrong. We'll do one final one. Okay,
this hold that one.
Well, they might not be as clever as you.
Actually.
Ready? Show everybody. Show everybody. Three, two, one. Which one's the odd one out? Why? Because it's always two.
So
this is a basketball and those were a football. Very good. Should we give our helpers a big round of applause? Thank you very much. Go and sit down. Go and sit down. Well, this morning we're going to hear a story about Jesus and the cross. And we're going to hear about how something wasn't right. That there was something that was odd, that was different. There was one thing that was odd, that was different. So we're going to hear a couple of readings this morning from John's Gospel. John, chapter 19. So if you want to, you can grab hold of one of the Bibles that's in front of you. And you can find John chapter 19. And we're going to hear our first reading, which is taken from the second half of verse 16. I don't actually have the page number to hand, do I? No. If anyone gets there before me, they can shout it out really loud. 1087. So in my Bible, it has a little title. It says, The Crucifixion of Jesus. We're just going to hear a couple of verses. Okay. And I think, Thomas. Oh, it's Ollie. You're coming back later. You're very keen. Ollie, I need you to read your verses for us. You read.
So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
Thank you very, very much, Ollie. Did you spot there were three things in that story? What were there three of? Three people on three crosses. And you remember there with our volunteers, every time, which one was the odd one out? The one in the middle. And in this story, we're told that Jesus is crucified in the middle between two other people. And Jesus was the odd one out. I mean, if you were to look at just three crosses, you might not think they're any different. But Jesus was different because putting somebody on the cross was the punishment the Romans gave to the worst criminals. And yet here was Jesus who'd done nothing wrong. That seems a bit odd. That doesn't seem quite right. Now, during the week on our team board, you can see we heard that Jesus was the greatest physio. He healed people. We heard he was the greatest teammate. He gathered a group of friends. He fed 5,000 people. it tells me that if Jesus wanted to, he could have got off that cross, but he chose not to. Jesus chose to stay where he was the odd one out. Jesus chose to stay where he didn't belong, to be in the middle of what was bad and hard so that we don't have to. You see, that's the work Jesus came to do. That's the big achievement Jesus came for, God's great plan throughout all history. We're going to hear a little bit more of that in a moment, but we're going to sing another song. This one is, it's another action song. We did it during Holiday Club. I wonder, Lizzie and Emily, I'm going to need your help. We sing it sometimes here at St. Luke's, and I'll teach you the actions for the chorus, and you can pick up the rest. The chorus just simply goes, thank you, oh thank you, that all through history you were faithful. Thank you, oh thank you, that you are just the same when it comes to me. Okay, and it's a reminder that Jesus being on the cross wasn't an accident. It was God's great plan through history. This is the greatest achievement. So let's get on our feet and we'll put the song on. Fantastic. Well done. So we've heard how what was happening on the cross is God's great plan down through history. And when Jesus was on the cross, in John's accounts of what he saw, because he was there, he saw what was going on. He heard Jesus cry these words, it is finished. It is finished. I wonder what kind of times we might say, finished. I mean, what have you done if you shout finished and you've got this with you? You've finished your dinner, haven't you? Finished. Can I have seconds? What about if somebody comes to you with their very smelly running shoes and a medal around their neck, and they say, finished. What have they done? They finished the race. Maybe the football match or the race. Yeah, absolutely. What about somebody puts down their book and goes, finished. They finished reading it. Or how about when at the end of a football match, the ball gets picked up and the ref goes, the end of the match, isn't it? Something is finished. Something has been completed. So when Jesus says it is finished, I wonder what's going on. We're going to hear another few verses from John chapter 19. So if you want to grab your Bibles again, find chapter 19. We're going to pick it up. We're going to pick it up at verse 28. And Thomas is going to read a couple of verses for us.
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Thank you very much, Thomas. So you hear, just before Jesus died, we hear him say those words, don't we? It is finished. Jesus has finished, completed his task. His greatest achievement. It's why we call today not Easter Friday, it's why we call it Good Friday. I remember earlier on I was saying it was a bit odd. Jesus was the odd one out on the cross because he'd done nothing wrong. Never. No, he really never did. He really hadn't. Could you ever say that? No. Do you think I could ever say that? No. No, you. If you said yes, you don't know me. You really don't know me. Gosh. I want you to imagine, and I wonder if we can pop this up on the screen. This vase of water is your life. Okay? And there's plenty of things. All of us know it. There's plenty of things in our life that we have thought or said or done that are not good, right? What starts to happen? Just watch. Maybe those things that we wish we'd never done, things we wish we had done but didn't. Maybe the things we don't really want anybody else to know about. Or those things that make God rightly sad and angry because he loves us so much, and these things aren't what he made us for. How's our life looking? It's not It's not great, is it? I mean, if I asked somebody to drink this, it would make you really sick. And those things that we do, that what the Bible calls sin, makes us really poorly, really sick. And makes us far away from God. It spoils our relationship with God. It spoils our relationship with each other. It spoils our relationship with the world that we live in. Now, sometimes what we do is just kind of go, there's nothing to see here. And we hide it away. But have I dealt with it? No, it's still there. Or sometimes we think, I know, if I do enough good things, I can take away the bad things. So we get our good things and we add them into our life and we try and do loads of good things. And has it made any difference? No. We need a big rescue. We need God's giant rescue. We need Jesus' greatest achievement, the cross. Because when Jesus' cross comes in, see, we need the cross. Only Jesus' greatest achievement can fix things. Because Jesus came to take our place. It's what we heard on day 3 in Holiday Club. He comes to be our substitute. He comes to die in our place to pay the price for our sins. And look what has happened. It is finished. Our sins have been taken away. We are forgiven. We are free. And we know it's true. Because 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. Isn't that amazing? Jesus has finished the work he came to do to save you and to save me. Now, for many of us, there can be a moment when we understand that for the first time. We understand that Jesus died for us, for me. It's something I've known for my whole life. I was brought up knowing that Jesus died for me. But I tell you what, it took me till I was about 15 years old before I realized Jesus didn't just die for Christians. He had died for me. And do you know what? From then on, Jesus became the most important person in my life. Now, sometimes following Jesus isn't always easy. You remember Jesus on the cross? He stood out. He was the odd one out. Sometimes following Jesus means we're the odd one out. And that can be hard. But we remember only Jesus and his greatest achievement on the cross can deal and take away our sin. You see, to be a Christian simply means knowing that Jesus died to take away your sin. And maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you need to know that for the first time. And do you know what? You could say a prayer to God today, as simple as this. And I've asked Lizzie to come and lead us in a prayer.